Welcome back, Megan. Welcome back, the master, everybody. She is straight out of Crestline, where she went to a cabin with a bunch of women for the weekend.
Not all women.
It wasn't all women?
Hashtag not all women. No, oh, okay. No, no. So, it was a mixed bag.
Discord stops calling it the Crestline Clam Lick because that's not what it was. I can't believe that was going around the Discord. But anyway, she is back. Welcome back, Megan.
Thank you so much.
You were up there. Did you dial in any mountain grips?
I told you what happened on the way, too. If you don't know what Crestline is, I didn't really either. Apparently, it's some mountain town next to Big Bear, which I have also never been to.
How close were you to Big Bear?
I don't know. Closer than we are right now, you know.
Someone who was really paying attention on the trip had their antenna up, was out to learn. Intellectually curious and reporting back with the tales. Thank you so much.
I will say that it's approximately an hour and a half away from Los Angeles. However, it's
that's not far.
The sort of environment in which it is so cold it snows.
Wow. Yeah, she was out there and it was cold and snowing.
It was snowing.
You know, March is when you go, this damn winter's almost over and I didn't have to get exposed to it.
And yeah, and you know, like the time just changed too, so it's like brighter for later. You think we're right around the bend. You know what I mean? I'm only defrosting from here. And then I get up, you know, in a snow town, you know, when it gets like so cold, you can like feel it in your skull.
Oh, trust me, I do. I spent the childhood, poor me, but we went skiing a lot, but it's East Coast.
Yeah.
You get on the slopes, it's ice, and it's freezing, and it's wind-whipped. And I was just like, I'm going to be a rock star one day. I used to think that on the lift. I was like, F this.
I'm going to play Rio de Janeiro exclusively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, where it's warm.
Where it's warm.
Costa Rica.
But I did.
Dominican Republic, shout out.
I told you, en route to Crestline, you go through San Bernardino area. You go through Rancho Cucamonga.
Is that a nickname for San Bernardino?
Yeah, San Berdu.
San Berdu?
You never heard that?
Who says that?
I mean, white people in the 50s, probably.
Oh, it's just like skidoo, daddy-o.
Yeah.
Okay, San Berdu.
But you're trekking through San Bernardino County. You go through Rancho Cucamonga. I think, wait a second. We're going through Rancho Cucamonga.
Where?
Okay. Where?
You found out through
Howard Michael Kramer.
Thank you.
The man who has his finger on the pulse of both retail and eat-em-outs.
Wow, and eat-em-outs.
I found out, and you know it, if you've been listening to the show, there is a bootleg soup plantation in Rancho Cucamonga called Soup 'n Fresh. I was able to successfully convince the car to take a detour.
How many people in the car?
Two. Lil Mama and some guy she's seeing, right?
Three.
Who I had never met him previous to that day. But I said, you know what? You're driving the car.
You agreed to go on a road trip with a friend's new guy that you never met before?
I mean, knowing that it would only be an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying? Worst case scenario, I just lay in the back with my eyes closed and pretend to be asleep.
Okay, true. You know true. Yeah, you're kind of
If it means I personally don't have to drive, honey, yes.
Oh, you like not driving?
It's not that I don't like not driving, but I mean,
No, you like not driving.
Well, no, from a financial standpoint.
Oh, gas.
As soon as you get the car out of the, you know, out of the garage or whatever, you're operating at a loss, right?
Yes.
But
I'm going to tell you another way to make up that money in later on.
Later on in this episode of...
In this episode.
Of Grift Horse.
Boom. Cue lights. Cue dancing horses.
I gotta drink more of my green tea before I can really electrify.
Did you bring back sickness?
I did not bring back any sickness, I don't believe.
Okay.
Unless I have mono or something. I'm very tired, but...
Megan, are you flying cross-country on... 12 transfers? No, but I'm going to drive into the heart of cold and flu country. Bring that back for you.
I will say that I went outside a minimal amount, in fairness. Right. Though I did end up walking around an entire lake, which was... The lake was wider than I thought it would be.
Why? Because it's frozen?
No, it's just the size of it was big. You know, oh, it was
wider.
One of those,
I thought yeah. you said whiter.
No. The water was quite brackish, to be quite honest.
Brackish water.
Brackish.
I knew a girl out of band called Brackish Water.
That's pretty good.
Or actually, it was called Three Penny Whore, and the song was Brackish Water.
Well, you know what else is pretty good? Soup and Fresh.
Yeah, let's hear.
Rolled up there. Okay, it was noon on a Thursday. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, when you let me know you were going to be going there, I was like, I bet it could be kind of a clusterfuck. There could be a big line.
There was. Noon.
Thursday.
Noon on a Thursday, my dude. Actually, I think I don't know if I sent it to you or not, but I did take a photograph.
Fresh going up on a Thursday. I got your soup and your drink, and I'm Thursday.
Now, now that I've opened my phone, I'll have you know that I took zero photographs when I was in Crestline for my friend's birthday, but I did take numerous photographs of the soup and Fresh en route. So here's the line that we're looking at. 12 on a Thursday.
12
they
noon.
Got fucking they got those little stanchions or whatever they have it, you know, like they have the line divided up.
Yeah,
it's like almost like you're waiting to get in line for a roller coaster or something.
People missed this experience of going and camping out inside. I mean, because once you're in there, you could sit there.
I mean, and folks were there. This is why the line took so long. It's right. Like almost like, you know, once you it's like Hotel California in there. Once you check in, you're not leaving, dog.
Yeah, but by choice. Hotel California is... Well, we don't have to get into it.
I know. I think... yes, yeah, so there's no agency in Hotel California.
I will tell you this. I noticed a lot of hoodies on that line. This draws the hoodie crowd. People are not getting dressed up to go out.
Well, it was also... It was brisk. It was very windy that day. If you can see the mountains behind the Soup and Fresh, they are covered in snow.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't the most pleasant wait.
Oh, because it was cold.
Mercifully, it only took about maybe 35 minutes to eventually get inside.
I would never think of Rancho Cucamonga as like near a ski mountain.
I think
never thought of that.
Yeah, they just like surround it, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
So you got in and...
We get in. I sent you this pic.
Yeah, I was afraid. She sent me a pic of her full ass plate. You know,
with the caption, "We are so back."
And I was like, God, I hope there's no hard-boiled eggs on it. And then there wasn't.
No. There were shredded up hard-boiled eggs, actually. But folks, they got it all. They got the broccoli salads back that you would remember from the soup plantation.
Did you get the $15.99 deal or the $18.99?
I believe it was $16.99.
And it was well worth it? You were happy with that price point?
I'm not the biggest fan of the price point. However, I would have paid double. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because it's soup plantation, dude. They have the same fucking salads. They have like the same tuna pasta salad.
But
they
have the same
mushroom soup. They have the same focaccia.
Because it's back, you would pay $33.
And it's not the sort of thing where it's like, I'm not going to be driving to Rancho Cucamonga frequently to go to this
But
thing.
I'll tell you, these are going to be coming closer and closer. I mean, if they got a line around the one they opened... They got plans
at
to open
noon
more.
On a Thursday, my dude.
Dude.
You know what I'm saying?
And they were selling coffee. It's just
brown water, my dude. I think actually, I want to say, fuck, I should have taken a picture. Taken a picture. Did I ever tell you about take a picture?
What?
One time I was in a water park in, I think, Ohio, maybe somewhere.
Good choice.
And
Sandusky?
I was actively trying to get ringworm or whatever. And there was a girl that was like standing under a kind of, you know how they have like a fake waterfall in the lazy river?
Yeah.
And she stood like this, like kind of like sassy.
Uh-huh.
And just said something, take a picture.
Take a picture.
Take a picture.
Take a picture.
That's the whole anecdote.
I've dated three girls like that.
Demanding that photos be taken in that sort of tone?
Just... I ain't crying. Don't let any people sit on the couch. There's dog hair on it. So the couch is for dogs, not people. Shut up, Kramer. Tell us.
Okay.
So, because how long did you spend in there?
I would say we probably spent maybe 30 to 40 minutes, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, as a business, they got $20 out of you in 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Honestly, well, because here's the thing. I wasn't that hungry, to be completely honest.
This was an experience.
I wasn't hungry enough to really get my values worth. I didn't bring any Tupperware. You know what I mean?
Ew. They let you do that there?
No, they don't let you do it.
Oh, okay.
No one lets you bring Tupperware to a buffet. Real head. You got to want it, Kramer.
Is that how you got those hard-boiled eggs for the meetup?
No, Sarah made those.
Shout out to the pyramid. Oh, my God.
You want to see an interior picture of Soup and Fresh?
Yeah.
I was sitting in the corner like Lorne Michaels. You can see.
Wow.
The Soup and Fresh unfurl.
Are you sitting there in this picture?
No, I'm not. It's not a selfie. You can't see me in it. I am physically taking the photograph.
Grandma. Every single person in the soup plantation has brown hair. Look at that.
It's Rancho, baby.
So it's not one person. Okay, interesting. Blondes don't like buffets. Blondes don't like buffets.
Yeah, I mean, they're too busy having more fun or whatever.
Yeah.
So 10 out of 10, I would say it all tasted the same. And by tasted the same, it's like when you're eating it, you're like, wow, this kind of just tastes like nothing. But that's the appeal, if that makes any sense.
No. I mean, what? Like weed just makes you
No, I'm saying it's not.
I'm just gnawing away and it's all the same.
Well, I'm saying it's not that the food is exceptional. It's that it's just.
It's there.
It's like satisfyingly present, I guess.
Okay.
Do you
know
what I mean? Like the salad doesn't explode with flavor or anything.
Right.
Like but
a
it's
boring
just,
parent. It's there.
Exactly. I would rather have a boring present parent than a extremely mentally ill distant one. You know what I'm saying?
Enough about me.
But here's something about you, for you. You told me.
Oh, yeah. She went there with purpose because as soon as I found out she was going there, I took to the net to do some research and see what type of ephemera might be lying around. Now, what I actually caught was a picture that I sent you. It looked like it's a card that lays on the table and it says lettuce. Like the food lettuce, let us meet again.
And that is something, again, directly from Soup Plantation. There were laminated cards on each table.
What would that one mean, let us meet again?
I'll tell you exactly what it means, because here it is. It's double-sided.
Oh.
Okay? Off for a salad break, back in a crunch, says one side. So you put if you're not leaving the table for good, you're just going to get more salad or whatever.
Oh, so no one
put
takes
that
your
up
spot.
So they don't take your spot. And then when you're done, you flip it over, let us meet again. That means that you're about to bounce.
Oh, like.
It tells the people that clear off the table, like, I'm done.
It's like room service. Come in, don't come in.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome. I wish they had put their brand on it, but this is second wave. You know how there's second wave ska?
Mm-hmm.
This is super early second wave. Soup buffet, off for a break, back in a crunch. This is awesome. Thank you. And it's laminated. It's bigger than a playing card.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big table fold out. Thank
you.
So
add that, Mr. Menu. You can add that to your collection. I also want to give a shout out to, let me actually find the name of it.
We're back, gang. She paused it, but like the pause was too long.
Oh, here we go.
She's triangulating something.
I found directly around the corner from the Soup and Fresh, there was a place called Just Bargain Price Discount Store. Just Bargain Price Discount Store. You know I had to do it to him. Folks, it's like Grocery Outlet on acid in hell or
what?
Whatever.
Wow.
Imagine if Grocery Outlet sold expired food.
Whoa, wow.
And I'm talking, what if they sold expired food 2 for $1?
Let me see some pics.
Okay. When I got in Just Bargain Price Discount Store, I'm like, I'm going to have to go back and spend quite a bit of time here.
Wow.
Where do I find, oh, here we go. You can't really see much in this picture. This person took awful fucking pictures. But it's not just food. They also have clothing. Look at an entire wall of protein powder in jug form.
Wow. So it's just closeouts, even
just
gross out doesn't use.
Yes, exactly, dude. Like all kinds of Like a huge thing of kitty lit, fancy kitty litter, $10. $2.99 duck jerky for dogs. Hello.
So in this landscape that we're in, where Dollar General is closing, the move is to seek out. Look at that! I'm getting called by a comedian.
You're getting called by a comedian.
I won't pick it up right now, but shout out to J.R. Brow.
On a Sunday afternoon.
He must have
the Lord's Day.
He does those high-end cute cruises in Europe. He started doing cruise ships, and then he worked his way up from, like, the Carnival. And it's like...
And now we're at Holland territory or whatever.
Yeah, and he was saying it's like one show a week as compared to, like, 5, 6, 7 shows a week for the same money.
Do you think he's giving you a ring to see if you want to do that?
No, I don't. But, I don't know if he would think of me for it. I don't know, unless he like saw one of my new Instagram posts or something and liked it. But I don't know. I'll find out. It's probably more just like he was a guy who worked on the Rambler. If you know that whole story from Austin Stories, there was a car involved. It could be about that.
Okay. Okay.
Could just be about, hey, man, I made a new beat. He made some beats for me back in the day. Shout out to JR, though. He's super funny.
Shout out to JB, Just Bargain Price Discount Store. You know those like...
So what did you buy there?
I bought some hot tamales, you know, the candy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just out of morbid curiosity to see how it would taste, there was like some incredibly fancy coffee that had been expired for 1 year, one solid year, that they were selling for $1.
Jeez. Year old coffee? Wow.
And so it has been roasted 2 years ago.
That'd be good for like a get together.
We'll see what goes on with that. But honestly, they had, you know, that like Mountain Valley spring water where it's like that fancy as hell water that comes in like a green glass bottle that always costs like $5 or whatever. Yeah. They were like 2 for $1 there.
Wow.
They had just like, it was like grossed out in that it's not all like the cheapest brands possible. They had a bunch of fancy stuff too. It was one of those situations where it's like, damn, I wish I wasn't. Not alone. Does that make sense?
I wish I was alone.
Because if I had my druthers, I would have spent a solid hour in Just Bargain Price Discount Store going through. Were you writing that down because that's one of the most inane things you've ever heard in your life?
No, I think it's a good title for a horror movie. I wish I wasn't not alone. I wish I wasn't not alone. Once say I'm rolling in the biz again, then I just register that at the Writers Guild. I go, I got this other one. They go, oh, we like that. All right. Pay some chump to write it up. I wish I wasn't alone. I wish
I wasn't not alone.
Not alone. Shout out to that.
Kaboom.
So, yeah, if you had more time, you could have really dug around in there
and
found some stuff. Now, here's something. Did you... on the way there, see any Chick-fil-A's?
I mean, probably. This is America.
This is America.
I'm never looking for it. You know what I mean?
Okay, but this is America, which is why I'm about to shock you. I was going to Smartweed, and there's a Chick-fil-A over there. So I parked in the Chick-fil-A to head over to Smartweed. As I'm leaving, I go, why don't I fake walk towards the Chick-fil-A in case there's any security?
Make a little smoke shield, yeah.
I fake walk up to the Chick-fil-A, and then I look inside the lobby, and I start to see something that is quite surprising to me.
Is it like pride flags? I mean...
No. Oh, yeah, that would be surprising. a cow. Do they sell hamburgers there?
No, I think it's just chicken.
Just chicken.
Yeah.
I look into the lobby, and I see that they've got all their condiments spread out over there.
You're talking like loose packets is what you're saying?
I'm talking loose packets. Like, it's not, you don't have to ask anybody behind the counter.
Oh, that's fucking curious.
So what I picked up, I'll show you right here in this photo. Look at this. Just alone, Heinz ketchup, Chick-fil-A, pure honey.
Okay.
And then this
Texas Pete
hot sauce.
Okay.
And this was only a fraction of the sauces available.
Did they have the Chick-fil-A branded sauces there?
I didn't see those. But those, like, You can buy those at the supermarket for $3-4. Anyway, this is something. I mean, most of our listeners don't need to grip this micro, but it is more about like a, it's almost like knowing where the electricity is to plug in your car.
Knowing where the public restroom is.
Yeah. Yeah. Where to get the distilled water machine type thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're near a Chick-fil-A and you're low on honey, hot sauce,
or ketchup,
you can go in there contactless pickup. Which is like, I like a supermarket that has the robots. I don't want to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. So Trader Joe's just doesn't get visited a lot. And I'm saying Chick-fil-A has that thing. Now look at this. New packaging I don't have for vegan goes mainstream. Impossible has put out bowls.
Wow.
Impossible bowls.
What are we talking? Sweet and sour impossible pork?
Which I haven't. I don't think I've had.
Teriyaki impossible chicken.
So we need those boxes.
Wait. Like go back to that. What is the price point on this? $7 a piece is what they're trying to charge for that. Yeah, that'll go to the gross out. I mean, nobody's paying $7 for a fucking...
I think they will, actually.
Micro bowl? Come on.
I don't know. Some woman in my building over there, she was getting her Audi detailed.
Like when they... Like a mobile detailing service when the people come to you kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, when this bitch walks past my garage when it's open and I'm in there with fucking old VCRs, she's just like, yikes.
Hey, anyway. But here's the thing, man. She lives where you live.
Thank you.
Do you know, it's
and
the
she
same.
Has to get up and go to work for the man every day.
Well, yeah, and it's the same as, you know, the bitch at the end of my triplex that's got the Mercedes that's always honking and everything.
Right.
The one that can't drive her own car into her own garage.
Right.
She walks around with a stick up her ass right. Like she's so fucking high and mighty.
Yeah, why are you?
We're living in the same building, bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
By definition, you can't be better than me.
Right.
We are on the exact same plane of existence, dude.
Wow. You sound like old dirty bastard. That's your ain't shit. What is it? I'm not the first dog that shitted on your lawn. It's a great one. Hold it. Hey.
Wait, let's go back to VCR. Because when you got here, you opened the trunk of your car and you said, do you want these? And what was in it?
Six VCRs.
I say, what the fuck is up with that, Grimmer?
Okay, so, well, as you know, we're spring forward into spring cleaning time. I was down there at the garage at Dragon Manor looking at the different collections, and I thought to myself, why do you have, I miss like 20, 25, between 20, like between VCR and Blu-ray 20, players, 25,
okay.
And DVD players. So I'm like, okay, the DVDs are listed. Someone could go, oh, sell me this DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, it's just a warehouse full of merchandise. But then once you put in all those 25 things that I don't know how to fix, I'm not sure if they work. I got to ship them.
When you say you're not sure if they work, can't you just... How is it difficult to just plug it in, put it connected to the TV, put it... tape in it and see if it eats it or not.
Well, it was, if that was easy, and I did that each time I got one.
Okay, well then you know that they work, if they work.
Yeah.
Are you saying the ones in the trunk are all ones that don't work?
Yeah, they're like the lesser ones, but I'm gonna be getting rid of all of them. I don't want any special occasion sales. I want, like, it was on eBay, I throw it in a box, we're done. I don't want where it's 14 pounds. I got to wait for someone
that
who wants
is
it.
Absolutely a pain in the ass, I got to say.
And then those are the ugliest things I've ever collected. I mean, VCRs, there's just so little variation between them.
Right, right, right.
Which I had to collect them to kind of learn that.
Black
I
molded plastic.
Most people wouldn't.
Over but, and over and over.
Yeah, and then I'm like, why did I have the brains to go Starface disc? As opposed to non-Starface discs, because they look better. And then I go, I didn't want anything to do with VHS tapes, because it's just a brick with mm-hmm. no art on it.
Mm-hmm.
I go, but then I've got the VCRs? What's that about?
I don't know what that's about.
So my thing is, unless I, like, if nothing else was selling, I'd be too scared to part with my merch. But if other things are selling...
there's some money coming in from something else. I'm not sitting on those for 20. I'm not waiting anymore.
You're tired of, you're just tired of them taking up space is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just
not even for float.
I don't have the fascination anymore.
Not even for float?
No, because I'm getting tired of float too. It's like, that's so much float. And then you go to Wood Grill and they don't have anything except more of those.
Excellent point. Yeah.
So then I'm just like, all I want, all I'm interested right now in is books. And it's like, even without float, it's just like, yeah, it's $3. Yeah, I got the info now. You got the $3. When I'm done reading it, I can return it. I don't know, float. Float right now to me is, I have so much of it. It's just like, I feel like I could cut some of it loose and still be fine. Wow. Plus, it's like if the garage is ever going to take shape as anything except a messy garage,
mm-hmm.
there's tough things that got to happen. I just kind of want toys, DVDs. Of course, there's some of stuff. There's H. Michael Cray ephemera. There's Austin Stories. There's Dragon Boy Suede.
If I wanted to buy an Austin Stories DVD, what would I do? Would I go to haveasummer.com/shop?
Head over to haveasummer.com/shop. Of course, if you listen to this show, I'm going to give you a tip. It's cheaper on eBay. Some of you don't F with eBay, so you just buy it over there. But
don't
it is,
tell them where to get it cheaper. Because eBay's also taking a cut, dude. If they buy it straight from you.
Oh, well, if you want to just, if it's just a way of funneling me money legally.
I think that's what it is it not?
I tend to hope some people are interested in the show and the comedy. But if it is just a legal way to make a donation to me, so be it. Head on over to
haveasummer.com/shop.
Okay, so now for a lot of you, well, all of you are kind of in the know if you're listening to this show, but I go on social media and I've been posting clips and stuff. So I posted some Austin Stories clips.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, I don't know, will it translate into sales? I don't know.
He sent me a screen cap, page, ship now, page, ship now, page, ship now, Austin Stories DVD, Austin Stories DVD, Austin Stories
yeah,
DVD.
Yeah, usually they sell, but not right in a row like that. So I go, that has to be because of the social media.
One would imagine, yeah.
So then you go, well, if that's working in my favor, get rid of these junk, get these VCRs, come on, get rid of them.
Why don't you start posting videos of you showing up the VCRs?
Showing them off?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, you guys, I got more VCRs
touching
than most people.
Like, yeah, or did you know, just like, hey, look at this, look, I got it for sale on my eBay. Don't you want this VCR? That
I'm
was formerly owned by Howard Michael Kramer.
Buy my VCRs, $30 each, no. But I mean, I don't know, then you just look like you're a guy in a garage with a bunch of junk. It doesn't really impress.
Man, speaking of making sales, making purchases or whatever, how about the weirdest fucking thing? In Crestline, California. It was in a combination head shop / tchotchke shop. It was like one of those things where it's like, I guess this is technically maybe antiques, but it's just, there's not much stuff in it. It's like, it seems like the primary element of the shop is like the fact that it also sells weed upstairs.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But, it's like the guy's girlfriend has the tchotchkes.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Like, she's making homemade jewelry or some shit to sell alongside the bongs. But I bought a bootleg Screamers shirt. They had, like, a section of bootleg shirts.
Wow.
Including one.
That's pretty a rare band
for
to
the
find. Were they
the
from
Screamers.
That town or something?
No. But they were, like, they had, like, a collection of, like, bootleg. It was actually pretty smart because Somebody there, I could tell it wasn't the proprietor because he was also, he like didn't really seem to understand what it was. Mm-hmm. And also when he came down to like make my purchase or whatever, he came down and he's like, are you ready to go? And when he opens his mouth to say, oh, okay, just smoke came out. Like he was smoking out upstairs.
He rarely gets customers.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, you ready to go? But there was like Screamer shirts. There was like Iggy and the Stooges shirts, like Patti Smith shirts, like Funkadelic shirts and
you
shit.
You don't want those?
Well, I mean, it's not like they were cheap or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But whoever was doing it has this is actually a good idea to make money, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Print up rare t-shirts?
Well, yeah, but what they do is they were printing them on like vintage shirts themselves.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, or like vintage sweatshirts and like vintage t-shirts.
Wow, so it really looks
so
old.
It looks like slightly dingy.
Where was
you
this?
You know what I'm saying?
Is this out in the middle of nowhere place?
Yes, exactly. It was like out in the middle of nowhere, like some mountain town.
What type of, oh yeah, bong hit.
What?
What was it called?
Oh, what was it called? I don't know. I can't answer that question, Kramer. But the damnedest thing I ever saw.
No, that's wild. That is a good way to do it. I mean, you can sell them at flea markets and stuff, I guess. Or sell them online.
Or you could sell them, I mean, you could probably just sell them, you know, on the street or whatever. It's pretty smart. Lil Mama bought two of them, shit. Bought a cramped sweatshirt.
She did?
Yeah, like bright orange, like Halloween orange.
What'd the boyfriend
cramped
get?
Sweatshirt. Honestly, you'll like the, in some other store, he bought a fucking Empire Strikes Back VHS tape to put on display. Specifically because it was like before George Lucas destroyed. He's like one of those guys that thinks that like George Lucas destroyed his own legacy when he remastered everything.
Quite an interesting traveling group.
Indeed.
I have an announcement to make.
What's up?
It is day 50, 5-0, day 50 of $14 2-pound coffee.
So what are we 20 at?
Ounce coffees per day.
You're doing 3 20 ounce coffees per day.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
When we say sort of, what do we mean by that?
I am.
You can say yes.
I was way off coffee, and then I guess.
Oh, now it's in your house, so you're all in kind of thing?
Yeah, plus it's like, I just keep the fluids going no matter. I got like 4 different fluids going in all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, there you have it, $50. So what that means is that...
Do we have a per cup cost?
Well, easy on that. I'm going to give you a per year cost, because if this bag, even if it were to give out very soon, I would still only need 6 or 7 bags of coffee a year. 7 bags at $14 a bag is $98
a year.
So I've cracked coffee for a year under $100.
That's insane.
100, like it's basically free. You don't, it's like, don't worry about it. I mean,
so that's like
60 ounces a day.
It's less than $10 a month. A month, dude.
Listen.
What's up?
When you're going daily, you expand out to week, month. I went past it to year.
I see that.
So you don't really need to downgrade it back to month.
I think by month is even more impressive than year somehow, because it makes it
all right. So
when you do year, it's too big, it's too nebulous, like people can't really wrap their brains around it. But like a month, less than $10 a month, people are paying, if you're buying coffee out, like, you know, at least like $4 a day,
at least.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, plus time and effort.
So it's like you're getting even more coffee for the same price.
Yeah.
You're getting 3 coffees a day for the same fuck.
Yeah, they would be paying $15 or something for that. Plus, they got to validate parking.
Mm-hmm.
They got to drive there.
Mm-hmm. Wait in a line.
Wait in a line. I mean, they're victims of
tip.
Tip. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I'm here. I might as well get that
scone.
Scone. Oh, I didn't eat it. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Hate it.
So,
absolutely.
And then I don't have to deal with any of the characters over there. But if I wanted to, I could just go over there. I've done it before. Just go there, sit down with your own coffee. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They let like naked homeless people hang out. Like they're not going to, you know what I mean? In this type of an area.
Oh, I got another. Here's another money saving tip.
Yeah.
For what, you know, if you go like to an Airbnb with people or whatever. Everybody wants to, well, I mean, the number one money saving tip of your entire life is don't drink, for Christ's sake.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're just, even just, you know, yes, it's poison, but even just from a sheer financial standpoint, if you don't drink.
It's crazy. Even pot is cheaper than booze.
Pot is way cheaper than
booze. You're not going to like go out and everybody goes, all right, you get this round, $50 a pot. You know
what
I'm saying?
Exactly. But like, yeah, like we went, you know, you go out to dinner with people. Everybody's getting like a margarita plus a shot plus a beer. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like we got people walking out like the plus your meal, you're like $60-$70 down. Crazy. I'm ordering a $14 salad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't even like really drinking while I eat too.
I don't get it. That's
like you do that at a wedding just because it's like everything's like
free.
Yeah. And plus your brother won't shut up. Dad, what's wrong with you? Shut up. I'm going to hammer him into our old age. I don't think I'm going to, like, I like the idea of acceptance and spiritual. I like all that.
Of tolerance?
Yeah. Maybe? I like that for all of life.
Mm-hmm.
Except for maybe the siblings. You know what I'm saying? With the siblings. It's just, I mean, this is hard-nosed East Coast. You know what I'm saying?
Hard-nosed East Coast?
Hard-nosed East Coast.
Hard-nosed East Coast. I don't know what you're saying.
Like, there's just not a lot of we're going to stop the wheels of commerce to listen to Howard, to listen to that wackiness.
But doesn't it make you feel, I mean, obviously, histy vindy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
That's what I'm saying. Histy's going to vindy me, not just in the secular world. It's going to vindy me in the world of family.
Yeah, exactly. If you ultimately win, what does it fucking matter, dude?
Well, it does. None of it matters. None of it matters. It's not going to bring me any satisfaction. But at the same time, I don't know. I'm taking up everybody's time. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the Discord. Think of some new grips and stuff.
To the continuation to my money saving tip.
Yeah, sorry about that.
When you're in the middle.
This is a Sunday, by the way. She moved the taping day, threw off my rhythm. Now it's the Lord's day and I'm rambling. Sorry. Go ahead.
When you're in an environment, when you're with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Going out to eat. Everybody orders. Nobody, I mean, and also they're getting fucked up too, so they're not in their right minds. They're not splitting meals like they should. They're ordering an entire meal, and they're not going to eat all that.
Oh, so you're vulturizing their meals because they're drunk?
Well, no, they're not going to eat all that. Here's the thing, you don't do it in the moment. You wait. You wait like a snake in the grass.
Oh, you wait till
they're... Because they get the, then they take the food home.
And
then
when they get... until you get home.
And then when they get home...
They pass out.
Well, it's not that. No, I'm not like sheer exploitation. It's a long game, really.
Okay.
But they, you know, they take it home, they put it in the fridge, and then smash cut to it's the next day. They don't want it. Guess who does?
The master.
Kaboom.
How was that trip, you guys? It was good, but there was a girl there who like she like podcasted about eating our leftovers. No, that is awesome. And then, hey, take the Chick-fil-A condiments, spread mm-hmm. them on, doctor that thing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you on that.
Shout out to everybody all around the world.
Content car. Does anyone like that idea? Could you send us any feedback email. On that?
Grifterspod@gmail.com. If you like Kramer's idea of content car, a ride sharing service in which your ride is live streamed on the internet, and in exchange, you have to pay less. It's not that you don't pay anything.
I mean, that to me is so such a no-brainer. Like, when I go to edit these clips and stuff, I got to use this, editing app, and they make me watch ads. So, like, if I got into a car, and they go, yeah, we're going to stream it, we might ask you quiz questions, we might just chit-chat, who knows? But you're going to pay $2.99 instead of what? I don't know how that shit is priced.
$8.99
surge pricing. By the way, how's that Wendy's surge pricing working up? Is that work? Is that taking effect? Let us know in your area. Do you guys have any soup plantations? Let's get some regional beads on what's going on in Griftors Nation. Let's start to say I'm in the Southwest. This is what we're doing.
We do focus a lot on the Southern California area because that's where we are.
And then where are you? If you're up in the Midwest, you're up there, Wisconsin or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's Cracker Barrel arbitrage. There's got to be something. Let us know.
You know where there's a Cracker Barrel?
Where?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Whoa. That's like a...
They got it all, dude.
Yeah. That's like a destination for you.
Low key, yeah, I might want to.
Rancho.
Yeah, I might want
to. Is that near your shack?
It's on the way to the shack, to be honest.
That's real good.
I know. Next time I go to the shack, I'm going to be hitting the Rancho.
Hit it, and then hit, what's that coffee over there?
What?
There's that desert coffee brand that's starting to move closer. We discussed it.
Dutch Brothers?
Yeah, Dutch Brothers. You hit that over there?
I didn't see one.
Are you by Palmdale over there?
Well, wait, no. Where is Palmdale? I don't know. Now we're really in the weeds now. Nobody has any interest in this.
Okay. Let me look on my phone. I may be holding back a topic or two.
Okay. What kind of sales we got popping off?
Well, I told you, I mean, just mostly Austin stories. And then just other rando Star Trek booklet, this, that, the other thing.
I sold a lot of porno, gay pornography.
Nice.
Out the door to a guy in West Hollywood.
Really?
Yep. Don't have to pay that much in shipping.
Oh, nice.
Love that.
Right on.
It's like priority mail, 4 pounds.
Yeah.
They're only charging me $6.80.
It's good to know that Boys Town is getting a fresh shipment.
Yeah.
I would wonder that they wouldn't have enough over there.
Grift Horse gives back.
By the way, I got recommended these, and somebody gave me one. These are from Gross Out. Jenny's Coconut Bites.
Jenny's Coconut Bites.
If you see,
oh, I think I've seen these.
Get on it. I mean, they're healthy-ish, and they're delicious.
It's what? It's just like shredded coconut with like organic chocolate drizzled all over it or whatever?
I think so. I was like 12 joints deep. It was outside the comedy club. I had my 1 year anniversary at the club. Here's a great tip. If you ever hit any milestones like that,
mm-hmm.
just start talking it up like a birthday lady. You know what I mean?
Oh, and then somebody might buy you something kind of thing?
I was like, on stage, I'm going, it's my 1 year anniversary. I go, do I get a shirt? You know what I mean? Then they got to give me a shirt. I go, and then, you know, like on I guess it's like Wheel of Fortune or whatever. After you win, they got like that quasi room full of shit. And then you kind of just pick what you want.
That wasn't on Wheel of Fortune, but I do know the concept. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Price is Right showcase type of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. There was some game show where after you won, you go, all right, give me that. Give me this. Anyway, that's what I started doing inside the club. So I want some Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, I was going to say, give me some Jujubes.
Yeah, they gave me Mike and Ike's remix. Probably keep that in box. and the shirt, went up and did some jokes. So,
speaking of the shirt, we on Lil Mama's birthday, we went bowling up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like on the counter, they had a shirt that was like, I spent my birthday at, you know, it was called like Rim Lanes.
Whoa.
It really was.
Rim.
It was like, I spent my birthday at Rim Lanes, you know, like featuring Giuseppe's Italian food.
That was my porn name.
Rim Lanes?
Rim Lanes.
But like it was her biological, you know, like it was her government birthday, right? The day of her birth. And she was like, oh man, I need that shirt. And so we asked the broad behind the counter, like, oh, it's her birthday. Like, how much is the shirt? $20.
Yeah, you gotta buy it.
$20. It's like, what if it's not your birthday, is it $40? Do you know what I'm saying?
If it's not your birthday, you don't want the shirt. Yeah, that's an annoying.
You would think that they would subsidize the cost a little bit.
Yeah.
What with it being your birthday and all, but they should fuck you, I guess.
Better than that.
Fuck you, I guess. Rim Lanes,
I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? Oh, this is just videos and stuff. Hey, everybody, listen up and listen up good.
What's up?
If you're in the LA area, you need 6 VCRs. I'm going to check them out in front of Megan's house today on the way out. Just to give you days to think about whether you can do something.
Well, we can put them in the fucking garage if you don't want them. And then I'll give them
away. Wow, really? Really?
Well, there's room in the garage now.
There is.
Yeah.
So you're going to make a stack? I could give you a bunch. But what are you going to do with it? They're just going to sit there until you decide the same thing.
I mean, this is one of those situations where it's like you're giving me something that I eventually have to put for free on Craigslist. You know, I'm the conduit.
To Craigslist.
To Craigslist, yes. But I think there's probably, you know, because people love VCRs and shit. Somebody who tinkers would probably want a bunch of them.
All right. So maybe we'll get a story out of it.
Or we could take him to, I could take him to Whammy or something. You know that Whammy place?
Yeah, where they got all the...
Where they sell all the VHS tapes and shit. Maybe they also sell VCRs. Could
take him to Wood Grill. Just give him back to Wood Grill.
Don't want to do that. Don't want to give them anything.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, someone... Oh, yeah, this is what I want to show you. So I posted this clip of us in Austin Stories. It's season one, first episode. There mm-hmm. was no second season. But it was the first episode, and I'm changing the prices.
Mm-hmm.
And the,
in the thrift store.
In the Goodwill. So shout out to this one from Boob Magazine. That's the online name. Boob Magazine left a comment.
Okay.
I like when you read the comments. It's that bottom one.
Boob Magazine says, quick reminder that Goodwill is a for-profit company that pays underpaying men. Wait.
That paints.
There we go. I thought they were making a grammatical error, so I was changing it midstream, but no, this is grammatically correct. Like,
wow.
Quick reminder that Goodwill is a for-profit company that paints underpaying mentally disabled employees as charity work. No one stealing from them is stealing from the poor. That's what's up. Shout out to Boob Magazine.
I mean, what a life when that dovetails. I mean, that's just like, oh, I got to put stuff online. Let me put up this old Austin Stories clip. Then we're basically getting what sounds like someone who listens to this show every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all dovetails. I think there's a theme to my work if you go really, like, really macro.
Macro.
There's a theme there. What? What a less dissipated artist would accomplish in 4 to 5 years. It took me a couple of decades, but there's something going on there. Like Warren Beatty, right?
Yeah.
He was talented and he made stuff, too busy laying pipe,
mm-hmm.
you know, so he doesn't have like, you know what I'm saying?
He doesn't have as rich a legacy.
Yeah. Right. Like, Quentin Tarantino made more movies than that. And you know what I'm saying? Like a shorter span of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there you go. I just compared myself to Warren Beatty.
You also own the rights to, I was trying to think of like what a competitor to Dick Tracy would be. You own the rights to...
Gang, I think the show ended. No, yeah, whatever you're saying.
You know, right? I was trying to make a joke.
You're busy. You're just back from the cabin. Hey, look what I saw on the way here.
What's up? Yuck, dude. It's a Cybertruck that's been painted bright green. That sucks ass.
Okay, but at the same time, I was thinking, I've never, ever lived in another era where you would see that. Like, just some wacky guy's dream. And then this car is out there that just like doesn't look like anything else on the market. I mean, the DeLorean mm-hmm. and this. I'm not saying I approve of it or I was just pumping gas, so I took a picture of it.
But you can't.
But I'm saying,
you can't deny the fact that this shit is nuts, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's a short list of people who've marketed something that expensive and crazy. I would think.
Oh, like it's that, the Pono.
Yeah, like the Pono, this thing, the DeLorean.
Did you see Neil Young's like letter that he sent the press basically saying that he's going back to Spotify? Okay. Let me find it.
Okay.
It's got a headline, his letter. My return to low res Spotify.
Wow.
Blah, 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 Spotify.
Wait, he left initially because he said it doesn't sound good?
Well, no, he left initially because they were, you know, like giving Joe Rogan all this money and like platforming hate speech, basically. Yep. He was talking about, my decision. He's returning to Spotify. My decision comes as other music services, Apple, Amazon, Qboo's Tidal, all high res, have started serving the same disinformation podcast features I had opposed at Spotify. Because I cannot just leave all those services like I did Spotify, because my music would have no streaming outlet to music lovers at all, I have returned in sincere hopes that Spotify's sound quality will improve and people will be able to hear and feel all the music as we made it. I hope all you millions of Spotify users enjoy my songs. They will now all be there for you, except for the full sound we created. Hopefully Spotify will turn to high res as the answer and serve all the music to everyone. Spotify, you can do it. Really be number one in all ways. You have the music and the listeners. Start with a limited high-res tier and build from there.
Wow.
This guy is so obsessed with sound quality, he's negging Spotify while he's returning his music to Spotify. Do you know what I'm saying? This is, the whole letter is just a neg to Spotify because they don't have fucking... They're not playing like Ariana Grande lossless, basically.
Also, it's coming from a guy who, like, half of his records just sound like... like, they sound like... I mean, he records them out in the barn.
He wants like you to feel the fucking crafted. Barn, dude. Okay?
I get that. Yeah, I get that.
He wants you to feel the barn.
Feel the barn.
Folks, what have you felt lately? Send us an email, grifthorsepod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Shout out to that. Shout out to quality of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know, what are you doing for spring cleaning? What are you doing for road trips? What are you doing there in your region of the country or the world? Tell us, let us know. Also, if you want to funnel money to me legally, head on over to
haveasummer.com/shop.
Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. If you'd like to get it cheaper, go over to eBay. If you want to read some of the vintage essays of our time, head on over to Megan's Substack.
The vintage essays of what?
Like the essays when they look back at this time.
Mm.
What are the ones that survived it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
You know,
future classics.
That type of a thing. Yeah, and then also, head on over to Drop Date Duel. We just did a great one with, what was it, Idols and J-Lo, something like that.
Something like that.
That's the type of thing you can expect over there. And also, to Who Charted, where we each week count down the top five in music, movies, and more. You can get great music recommendations over there. Jump behind that paywall for mountains of content. All the back episodes of Who Charted, all the Two Charteds, and the Preem Streams.
Look how he just started making eye contact with me while he was saying all of this.
Because I knew once I started cross-promoting, he'd probably give me a dirty look. Shout out to you.
Shout out to everybody all around the world. And we will see you right here next week on Grift Horse.